Hey guys, and welcome to PUA Podcast. And today I'll be talking about one of the hottest news and most talked about topic in football world right now, the European Super League. So first of all, what is the European Super League? It's a league that brings together the world's greatest clubs and players to play each other throughout the season. The Super League will open a new chapter for European football, ensuring world-class competition and facilities and increased financial support for the wider football pyramid. What has this come about now? The club said that the formation of the Super League comes at the time when the global pandemic has accelerated the instability in existing European football economic model. Further, for a number of years, the founding clubs have had the objective of improving the quality and intensity of existing European competitions throughout each season and of creating a format for top clubs and players to compete on a regular basis. The pandemic has shown that a strategic vision and sustainable commercial approach are required to enhance value and support for the benefit of the entire European football pyramid. So the European Super League will consist of 20 top clubs comprised of 15 founders and 5 annual qualifiers. There will be 2 groups of 10 clubs each, playing home and away fixtures within the group each year. Following the group stage, 8 clubs will qualify for a knockout tournament, playing home and away until the single match Super League Championship in a dramatic 4-week end to the season. Games will be played mid-week and all clubs will remain in their domestic leagues. In their statements, the club themselves have outlined the format in 3 stages. 20 participating clubs with 15 founding clubs and qualifying mechanism for further 5 teams to qualify and annually based on achievement in the prior season. Midweek features with all participating clubs continuing to compete in their respective national leagues, preserving the traditional domestic match calendar, which remains at the heart of the club game. An August start with clubs participating in 2 groups of 10, playing home and away fixtures, with the top 3 in each group automatically qualifying for the quarterfinals. Team finishing 4th and 5th will then compete in a 2-leg playoff for the remaining quarterfinal positions. A 2-leg knockout format will be used to reach the final at the end of May, which will stage as a single fixture at a neutral venue. However, the reaction and feedbacks of the new European Super League hasn't been great. According to former Manchester United and England defender Gary Neville, has reacted fiercely to the news that 6 Premier League teams have agreed to take part in this brand new league. Neville said it was time to wrestle back power from the club involved, saying they were being motivated by PL greed. Speaking as a pundit on Sky Sport, Neville took aim at the club involved. Manchester United, Manchester City, Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea and Liverpool, alongside European giants such as Real Madrid, Milan, Inter, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid and Juventus. He said, "I'm disgusted with Manchester United and Liverpool the most. They're breaking away to a competition they can't be relegated from. It's an absolute disgrace. We have to wrestle back power in this country from the club at the top of this league. And that includes my club, which is Manchester United. It's pure greed. They're imposters. The owner of Manchester United, Liverpool, Chelsea and Man City have nothing to do with football in this country. Man United, Arsenal, Tottenham aren't even in the Champions League. Have they even got the right to be in there? They're an absolute joke. Time has come now to have independent regulators to stop these clubs from having the power base. Enough is enough. Neville added that he believed the club should be punished by the Premier League with points deduction, have money taken off of them, and also attack those involved for planning such a move during a global pandemic. When many clubs in the lower leagues are struggling for mere survival. So in conclusion, we could see that the new European Super League clearly hasn't been backed, and let's see what the future brings.